meeting, January 27, 2020. Can we have a moment silence for the veterans, please?
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can we have a roll call, please?
Councilman Lunsford?
Here.
Councilman Brown?
Here.
Councilman Gress?
Here.
Councilman Campton?
Here.
Councilman Emmons?
Here.
Councilman Dahl?
Here.
Councilman Showalter?
Here.
Okay. Approval of the minutes of January 13, 2020 regular meeting. Are there any corrections or additions to the minutes? If not, hearing any, I'll ask to be approved, sent to the Board of Public Works for final approval. Motion by Randy Emmons.
Second.
Second by David Dahl. We've got a presentation of claims.
Make a motion that we approve, or send those to the Board of Works for approval.
Motion by Councilman Brown.
Second by.
Second one, Councilman Lunsford. All in favor?
Aye.
Comments from the public. Before I do on the comments from the public, or anything that's not on the agenda, do we have anybody in, that's got anything that's not on the agenda?
I do.
Say your name, please.
Wesley Jones. I went in front of the park board last week about hosting a Christmastime 5K at the park this year, and I'd like to be put on the agenda for next meeting.
Yes, we'll get that. I was at that meeting. We'll get that put on. It'll be on the Board of Works for the next meeting. We'll get that put on for that road closure.
All right. Thank you.
Anybody else got anything that's not on the agenda? Okay, we have no resolutions. We have one ordinance we're going to talk about tonight. I'm going to let our city attorney talk about it. He did some research on this ordinance. This is going to be the ordinance on the rezoning, and we did some research, and I'll let Tim explain what he's found out.
Thank you, Mayor. I spoke this morning with John Molitor, who is an attorney up in Indianapolis that has been kind of the go-to guy for the city on zoning matters. He's assisted the city on an EZ zoning ordinance that we passed a couple years ago and then modified it again more recently. As I said, he's kind of the go-to guy on zoning matters. One of the concerns that came up at the Plan Commission meeting and a number of concerns I heard from citizens is whether or not the developer will follow through with promises that he's made with regard to putting a road in. And with that in mind, our concern, my concern and Mr. Molitor's as well, was what happens if you rezone it and he doesn't follow through with commitments, number one, and number two, what if he just transfers it to some other owner? And we've got the rezone has already occurred, so you've already got the possibility of these the R2 type of items being placed on the property. So one of the things that Mr. Molitor suggested is that we could do a rezone and make it contingent upon the road being built, with the requirement that the road would be built to city specifications, and that the rezone itself would not take effect until after it had been approved by city officials as a road that's usable and meets city code and city specs. One of the things that he indicated is that there would need to be a written understanding by the developer, by Mr. Lonecker, that of what was expected of him and a time frame that that would have to be done by. He suggested 180 days. Now, I've not spoken with Mr. Lineker today. I don't know what kind of time frame he has on building this road, but what that would indicate would be that we would not want to get the ball rolling on this until he was within 180 days of building that road, because otherwise the rezone that we would do would not be effective if he took more than 180 days to do it. One other thing that is available to the council, if at some point later on it was determined that there were misrepresentations that were made to the council to lead to the rezone being granted, that the city could enact another ordinance that would nullify the previous rezoning ordinance. So these are things that are available to the city should the rezone go through. I had pursued this information basically on a request from Councilman Dahl, and indicated one of the things I asked about was, is this something that can be done at the city council level? He said, yes, it could. He said, but it would be up to the council whether or not they might want to kick it back to the city planning commission to get those details worked out, to get, you know, the writing that we're talking about here, a signature on in writing. And the other thing down the road, when this, if the rezone is approved, is that this would all obviously need to be recorded, and the minutes to the meeting when all this is approved would need to be very very well written, and make sure that that's part of the what's recorded, so that all these requirements run with the land whenever when and if the rezone occurs. Spoke just briefly right before the meeting with Councilman Dahl. He indicated to me that he thought that, and he is a member of the Planning Commission, he indicated to me he thought the better path at this point would be to remand it back to the Planning Commission.
Yeah, there's enough details need to be worked out. I think it's best done at the Planning Commission level.
Yeah, because like you said, we don't want to do anything, and, well, otherwise the landowner could, you know, go and sell if we rezone it, and they could sell to another developer, and then the city would have no grounds to stand on. And council, any of the council members got anything else, any comment, any concerns on this?
Well, I think that it's, that there needs to be a second entrance. There's too many houses back there. If some kind of an emergency would happen, and they happen all the time, we just need to know that Mr. Lineker is going to put the road in. And if it goes back to the Planning Commission, I think that's probably the thing to do.
Well, yeah, I think because we just found out today, and there's the details to work out, and I think it's best to, so if that's the case, can I have a motion?
Go ahead, Kenny.
I agree with Tom that the road needs to be put in, but my biggest concern is all these people, and that was first put in as Mr. White. It had covenances and everything, and then it moved over. The size of the houses, the size of the lots, everything is kind of uniform. And then you go to where he's wanting to build, and it's going to downsize. To me, it's a continuation of the first subdivision. I mean, you don't want a duplex next to your $300,000 home, you know.
And that's some of the conversations we've had, you know, with the homeowners.
I think it needs to be worked out with the
Planning Commission. Yeah. There's a lot of details to work out to get this right, so not only for the city's aspect, but for the homeowner's point of view. So can I have a motion from the council to send this back to Planning Commission?
Motion that we send it back to the Planning Commission.
Okay, motion is made by Councilman Gress. Can I have a second?
I'll second that.
Councilman Campton seconds it. All in favor?
Aye.
And what we'll do, this will come back to this body eventually. It'll come back. We'll make the final approval on it when all these changes are made. And we'll advise the Planning Commission to get these, work on this, get this done by Mr. Lineker. And because we've got to have something in writing. And, and then they'll come back to this down the road. He'll come to this body when all those changes are made, and they approve it and send it back to us.
Should we give them a time limit?
I mean, I don't know. Can we put a time limit on it now? I mean, we put a time limit.
Yeah, by the planning commission.
And then we can argue that when they bring it to
the planning commission. Will have to have it advertised, what was it, like 10 days before?
Correct.
So yeah. They may not be able to put it on their next agenda, but it's probably going to be early.
Yeah, we are already into the...
March agenda. Mm-hmm. So it's March before they'll be having a hearing on it.
And I think there's a lot of, you know, details to work out in the meantime, though.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Get all the facts together, get the paperwork together, so when the next planning commission meeting, then we can move forward on this. And then, like I say, everybody got the letter, and we've seen Mrs. Martin's letter, and it is, coming from the fire department previously, it's definitely a safety factor, and it's always been that way, one way in, one way out. It definitely needs to be put in.
Well, could we talk about just the fact that we're not going to rezone it? I mean, you're talking about a plan here for rezoning. And all
it was debris growing up for a rezoning. But there's not going to be no rezoning unless these details are worked out on this road.
Well, we've got people here that would like to talk about just denying the rezoning to begin with.
Yeah, we wasn't going to allow the talking tonight because we was going to have a public hearing the next meeting, but by sending this back to Planning Commission, there won't be no public hearing on this next meeting. It won't come back to this body until Planning Commission refers it back to us. But I mean...
I guess that was my next question. I'm already getting phone calls because this is my district.
Yeah.
So, at this point, do I stop talking about this subject and let it go through? I mean, I don't know.
Well, there's no ordinance to be voted on. There's no ordinance on the table. There's nothing that's going to be voted on at this stage. And then, the Planning Commission, they may or may not vote to approve it and send it back up here. Last time they kind of had a 5-5 vote, I think.
Yeah, that's why it got sent to us to start with. But, I mean, we don't really have, I mean, we can limit very few, I mean, if you want to make a few comments, I'll allow it very short because I don't want to get into a real lengthy conversation, but we're not going to, since this is going back to get the details worked out, we just don't know what the status will be until that's worked out.
Okay.
So I guess, we have a few arguments that we would argue against it. And I think the main thing that we want to make sure of is the road is definitely a concern. It is one of the concerns, but we have a number of arguments that the entire White Ridge community would put forth to argue against any rezoning period. And so if that happens, if we need to go back to the planning committee and express those arguments, and that's the best way to do it, then that's fine. But we just, the road is part of it, without a doubt. It's part of it.
Without the road being put in, nothing else will ever go forward.
Right.
That has to be that.
Right.
And but that's where they would go. They'd go to the next, not the February, but March planning meeting. Bring your concerns up. Let them, tell them, because, like I say, they might approve or turn it down, and we don't get back to this body.
So if they turn it down, it doesn't come back to you?
No.
It can, but it would come here with a recommendation not to approve.
Okay. Yeah. And see, that
should give it, not much longevity, probably.
Well, it's already come to you with no recommendation.
Right.
But not a non-approval.
Yeah, because of a tie.
But on the same thing, if it does get approved, make sure you come back and then really express what your concerns are.
Because we will read the ordinance the first time down the road when it comes back, and then we'll have a public hearing on the second meeting, and just like we was going to with this, the way we have it laid out now, but if I send it back to planning committee, then that's where you need to go on the next meeting.
Can I ask one question?
Sure.
If they're able to stop the rezoning to two, and everybody knows that road is dangerous, will the city in any way step up and do something for that?
Well, it's going to have to meet our specs and approval.
the city, nothing will get done until the city approves that road to our specs. I mean, it's just, you just think to be able to put it in without us saying, get our blessing on it.
But I think what she's asking is if we say no
to the zoning.
To the rezoning, will we extend that road?
Has this been brought up before?
I don't know if the fish.
It hasn't came to here. It hasn't come.
It's been brought up, yes.
Yeah, it's been conversation for a little while.
It hasn't
came here.
But the biggest stumbling block is we don't own the ground.
Yes. I mean, for the city to put it in, they would have to own the ground. They just can't go and put the road in without owning a piece of property.
We know that, but would that, any possibility that they could do that?
Yeah, there's always a possibility, yes. I mean, you know, we know that the road needs to be put in.
And I appreciate
period.
That.
You know, period.
I think everybody realizes.
Yeah,
I mean,
because working in the fire department, you can go down there right. One way down. It's just,
well,
it's
not good. Even in the winter, the first two things that they take care of is the old moose, that hill, and our hill, because they consider it that dangerous. So
with this many residents back in there, I'm not sure how you guys have done it so far in the past. I mean, it's
Oh, we've tried. For about 8-9 years, we've tried.
So that's what we'll do. We'll refer this back to the Planning Commission for their March meeting. Okay, moving on. Other business. We wanted to briefly talk about the Foster Project bond that we've been working on. Terms that we're working with, one is to bring up, talk about it, kind of bring the council up to the standards of what's going on with bond financing on the Phosphorus Project. They're going to come to the next meeting, and they'll discuss all this. They'll explain it all to us. But we had three options that we had to choose from. The bonds need to be redeveloped no matter what. They're due, and we got to do that. So we just wanted to tell you that they're going to come next meeting. If you have any questions, David's knows a lot about this project more than I did because it was started on the last administration, and it's carried over to this administration.
I think what they're going to show us is that by refinancing some of the outstanding bonds, I think it's two issues. We can generate enough cash flow that we can pay for the bonds needed to pay the portion of the project that's not covered by the grant. So it wouldn't have to have a rate increase.
So that has nothing to do with that insurance they were originally talking
about? Yeah, the same thing. That insurance is part of it.
That insurance.
The insurance is for the bonds. Because in refinancing, they would release the refinancing that would allow us to use an insurance policy to cover the reserve that has to be set aside for every bond, make sure you have at least one payment in the bank. And we use an insurance policy to do this. And that frees up $1.3 million.
It's a little different. I mean, they had three options. It's a little different than what we've done in the past, I think. And we could have created a new bond.
But that's why we have to cancel. We can't create a new bond without canceling the old.
Well, if you just issue the bond, then you got to have enough cash flow in the rates to pay for the debt service on the new bond. But with the refinancing, changes in insurance and changes in the reserve requirements, we don't have to increase our cash needs, and so we don't have to increase the rates.
Okay. So what after the grant, what do we still need? 1.3, and what will this free up? 1.2?
Yeah, it's 1.2 something. Yeah, it's like 1.2, about 50,000 shy of being the full amount.
And they'll be able to tell us those numbers better.
Yeah. But they want us to bring it to the meeting council tonight and explain it as much as we can. And John Sievers, Chris Janot will be here next week, next meeting, and explain this to you and more in their terms.
But those bonds would be issued for 10 million years now?
The existing bonds will be refinanced for whatever term is left on.
Oh,
you can't shorten those terms.
Yeah.
to, it'll still be paid off in the same amount of time. And then the new bonds will be for 20 years.
20 years.
Yeah.
But we're not creating a new bond for this project. We could have, but it's going to cost the city a lot more money by doing that. So this way is the, we thought it was the best way and the cheapest way for the city as far as the cash. And we can, so if anybody else got any questions, you know, it's kind of, I mean, they'll explain it, and it's tough to, you know, for me to comprehend, but.
Again, this kind of gets confusing to me. The money that was earmarked to pay this reserve fund that we have, that we're getting this $1.2 million, does that money go in with your payments then? Does that figure it in on your payments?
Okay, you have
before we had to set up this fund, we had to pay into this fund.
We had to pay when you started out, you had to pay it's like 10% of the payment every year for 10 years until you had accumulated a year's worth of payments. That money is sitting in the fund.
And so we're not contributing to that money anymore.
Once it's up to one payment, you don't put any more in it.
I understand.
Yeah, we had three. Yeah, this we got, which could cost us when it's all said and done, we're gonna have to come up with about $50,000. Where before it was set, option two is gonna be like 80, and option one was even more than that. But
it's promising. I think we'll get more out of it when they come the next time.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, So if we want to bring that up, and another business, I just wanted to let the council know. The WHS broadcasting class came to me, Alan brought it up originally, but they're going to start streaming the council meetings again. They want to do this as a project of theirs. They got new equipment, and they got some members that's really interested in doing this. So they're going to start streaming on the WHS broadcasting network starting February 10th.
That's a good idea. Will we have to have a dress code?
No, we're not going to go there. And the other thing is, we had an issue come up, and we've been talking about it, and we want to address it, and I just want to bring it up tonight. We've got our food truck program that we've had in the past, and we got an ordinance that Tim feels, and I do too, that we need to, redo that ordinance on that food truck. The ordinance we have now is, it's really not up to, the reason I brought this up, we'd like to have one or two council members sit on this committee to redo this ordinance, along with Tim, myself, and one of the girls from the clerk's treasurer office. So, I think Kip should be on there too, because,
That's a little conflict of interest in now.
He's an inside person. But Kip should be in there too, because he's going to maybe oversee this project when we start back up out there at the park. We're kind of taking over, and Kip's going to be, so we brought it up to see who's, we can get a few members for the committee, and then we'll have the committee will work on this ordinance or getting it reconstructed.
I volunteer.
Okay, Councilman Brown.
I'm looking for volunteers.
And Councilman Emmons.
Councilman Brown.
I mean,
I mean, the ordinance that we're looking at is actually for transient salesmen. It's not easy. We don't even really have a food truck peddler's ordinance. And you actually get you pay one place, and then you get your license at another place. So it needs to be, it was written in 1982 and revised in 1992. So it needs a lot of work. The only stipulation, we can't have more than three. We can have three, simply. I don't think we can have more than that, because then you got a council meeting.
You're right.
Yeah.
Right.
You can put me on there, too, in that way. If someone can't be there, we'll still get it done.
The present ordinance also involves the Chamber of Commerce, and I don't know if we might want to include do they even have a director yet?
They don't have a director yet. But right now they're without. I'm not sure how that process is coming. But you said that originally, and we'll see how that plays out. But, you know, I thought maybe we'll ask, Beth asked Kim Lloyd, because she's been involved in this already, or in the issue of the permits up there at the,
well, you pay at the clerk's office and you pick it up at
the chamber.
And to complicate things further, the county also has an ordinance, and there's been overlap, but that we really haven't resolved either. So, but yeah, there's a lot of talk that needs to be done on this. It's a 40-year-old ordinance,
and it's been, you know, so popular that we thought we'd better get something in place.
I think they wrote it when they were going door to door selling encyclopedias, and they don't do that
anymore. Yeah.
Exactly. So, was there an actual issue that came up that was
just more food trucks?
Yeah, more people.
And before we started it this year, we thought we'd better get this in place. So. Okay, anybody else from the council? I mean, the audience got anything for the council to be brought up?
Mayor, I got a couple things. One is, the foster program you guys spoke of, it's on progress. The plans have been sent to IDEM for review. We get them back. Everything is on track. All the final planning is pretty much probably 90% done. So that's on track and moving forward is good. And also our maintenance parking garage is completely done now. So any councilman can go over and check that out. Might as well. It looks pretty nice.
Very nice.
Turned out good.
I looked at it. I stopped the other day, and it's very nice. It's, anybody else got anything? Good as the order? Okay. Councilman Grish, you got anything?
Nothing else.
Councilman Dock?
No, sir.
No, sir. Councilman Brown, Tim, you got anything?
I do not.
I do not.
Randy, you got anything to be brought up? Okay. All right, hearing none, I'm going to call this meeting adjourned. Board of Works in 5 minutes.